The Truth News Network. When common sense takes a backseat to social media headlines and fake news, you need clarity. You need the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And Dan Newman.
There certainly are many fakes in the world and a lot of fake people. There are a lot of fake ideas, a lot of fake things that are being presented as truthful. And that's what I'm here for, to ferret out what's true and what's not true. After all, this is the Truth News Network. Today we're going to look at something a bit disturbing. It's something that you really need to see and hear, something that you really need to know about. It's real, and it's among us, and we're exposing it today. Nazism. It's alive and well in the U.S., and it's not white. You probably have not heard of Malcolm Nance. You need to know who he is. You need to know what he's about, and you need to know what he represents. We'll get into the specifics of his background in a bit, but what is most important is that he is a radical leftist cloaked in his claims of his patriotism, his belief and undying support of the Constitution, and that President Trump has ushered a criminal enterprise into the White House. There's much we will share with you today and later about Mr. Nance. Why? Well, take my word. It's essential you know just how deep the deep state is. You need to know how far left some in the deep state are. You need to know and understand why the likes of those in Antifa and other radical left groups somehow find justification for actually attacking the Constitution and what it stands for, while they at the same time declare they are doing so to protect the Constitution. Think about that. They're doing something, and they're saying they're doing something else. It happens a lot today. And that's one reason why President Trump has labeled many in the news media fake news. So, let's take a moment together and meet Malcolm Nance.
When you look at some of the predictions that you made in your earlier books that have come true.
And which is all of them, by the way.
All of them. In the worst case scenario, if Trump gets reelected in 2020, what do you predict are the greatest challenges facing not only the United States, but our allies and the institutions like NATO that are being put in place to keep the world order?
That is one of the scarier questions that I've had this week, because you clearly have read my books. The funny thing is, I write these books, but I don't read them. And last year I had to read Plot to Destroy Democracy before I went on Bill Maher, and I terrified myself. The situation is far more grave than it looks. And, you know, as an intelligence professional, my career, my life, was to warn my nation of threats that were coming towards us. And I have been trying with these books to give you the details of the threats as they exist, including the insider threat that we have from the President of the United States. What could be the effect next year if it's even worse than Donald Trump being elected? Donald Trump being impeached, getting acquitted by the Senate, that says that he did nothing wrong, that extortion and blackmail and bribery to get dirt on a foreign power, on an American citizen by using foreign agencies and foreign governments in extorting them for their own self-defense so that their nation can survive, that is now legit politics. I can go to Korea or China and do that. This
Isn't
nation
what's
could
gonna happen?
I'm sorry?
Isn't that what's going to happen, though?
It's possible.
It seems like there have been so many of these instances where we have some kind of trial or we have some sort of show, and everyone says, well, this will be the moment the Republicans step up.
I mean,
they're clearly not going to step up.
Yeah, but if we're adults here, all right, and, you know, Donald Trump said this yesterday. He said, this is a sham, this sham activity. This is the Constitution of the United States playing out before your very eyes. What we are looking at is in our founding document, and this man calls it a sham, which tells you what he thinks of the system of American republicanism. He doesn't care about this. He is pushing us to autocracy. But if he's acquitted and he's reelected, you're seeing the grounds for the fracturing or possible permanent breakdown of the American experiment, which my family has risked their lives over 160 years ex-slaves ran away to make sure the American promise would be there for their children, their grandchildren, and their progeny. And now we're about to, you know, it's almost like you're saying, I really like this house, but I think I'll just burn it to the ground, right? And then hopefully I can put a tent up in the ashes, because that's what's going to happen.
Can I push back for a second?
Sure, push.
And I'm in by no means a Trump supporter. I'm very far left.
Yeah, that's all right.
But when we say the failure, the breakdown of the American experiment, if he's reelected, mm-hmm. isn't being reelected voted in part of the American experiment?
Well, we don't know how he's going to get voted in. You have to understand, he won last time by taking the efforts of a foreign agency. We also know that he tried mightily to cheat. Donald Trump cannot win unless he cheats. Right now, we are impeaching him because he tried to cheat. He tried to engineer the attack on Joe Biden. Engineer it using all of the diplomatic power of the United States to withhold our defense obligations to a country that was at war. This is the ultimate cheating. He is trying to engineer the United States government like he did his real estate deals in this city. Cheat, lie, use the mafia, right? In this case, cheat, lie, and have the Attorney General cover up any crime that he's done. He deserves this impeachment. American democracy demands that he does it. Oh, wait, I hear Jefferson and Madison yelling at me right now. Yeah, this is what is required. And if we don't do this, and the reason why Nixon got this, by the way, why it was so grave, because all of the men who were trying him and most of the men in the United States had served in World War II or Korea or Vietnam, and they understood the stakes. Yeah, but the take... Yeah, but we don't need tapes. We probably will have tapes. Yeah. You know the Russians have tapes of these phone calls. They have full spectrum in communications intercept of these guys in Ukraine, and they were using unsecure phone calls. I mean, if Donald Trump's got a mistress, I'd be worried, because Vladimir Putin knows all about it.
There you have it, folks. You have now met and you have heard and seen Malcolm Nance. He owns a pretty significant pedigree in national security. And as you just witnessed, he fashions himself to be a constitutional scholar, a political ethicist, and a narcissist who makes claims by some of Trump's alleged narcissism appear laughable. But you know what? Nance is scary. Why is that? Well, first, he has a pulpit, and a really big one. MSNBC has given it to him. Just knowing that NBC and its political arm are all in with the Nance message isn't unusual. They have quite a few guys and ladies, women, that are in that spectrum. But what is surprising is that NBC's doing so legitimizes the beliefs of many that Nance makes sense. If what he said in that short interview segment you just witnessed does not awaken you to the Malcolm Nance reality, you need to rethink it. Nance is not alone in his thoughts and his beliefs, and the results of his messaging could easily loose the dragon of violence in the United States. Think about all those things that he said. Violence is right there. He's talking about it without saying violence. But according to Nance, it's loose, and it is already walking among us. Read and listen on to our story. White supremacist foot soldiers perceive President Donald Trump's rhetoric as subliminal orders in their head, warns MSNBC's national security analyst you just met, Malcolm Nance. In an interview with MSNBC's Hardball during a segment on the massacres in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, Nance claimed mass shootings in the U.S. are fueled by far-right white supremacist ideology by shooters who want to eliminate liberalism. He said this, I think we're finally in for a significant societal change where we're finally addressing this issue. I wrote a book last year, he said, called The Plot to Destroy Democracy, and in one of the chapters I led off with the massacre of 68 children in Norway by the original white supremacist terrorist who created the concept of this terrorist manifesto, Anders Behring Breivik, he said. And he did that because he thought the Great Replacement was underway in Norway and that the government was allowing unbridled immigration into that country. So in his trial, he said he massacred those children because he wanted to eliminate the next generation of liberal leadership from Norway as a warning, Nance continued. This country has had several of these mass incidents, but I think we're overdue for a Breivik-style real massacre of a political nature. That's Malcolm Nance again. Trump is fostering a culture that facilitates white supremacist terrorists, Nance argued in that interview. These people feel that they are the foot soldiers and executors of what the disenfranchisement that the white race is feeling, and Donald Trump is giving them some liminal orders in their heads, he said. They are no different than the mobilized, self-starting, self-radicalized terrorists of ISIS here in the United States and Europe, who take cars and drive down streets. It's just that they have a permissive environment in which they can get firearms and go out and attack their perceived enemies. While Nance, in conjunction with many Democrat lawmakers and the lamestream media establishment, insist Trump's racist rhetoric inspired the mentally ill mass shooters, an abundance of evidence, first reported by conservative media outlets, irrefutably verifies they were leftists, each one of them. None of them were Trump supporters. Nance appeared in May of 2019 on AM Joy on MSNBC. Here's a sample of Nance's opinions about President Trump and those in his administration. He started the interview this way. This is him talking. This administration is completely and wholly a corrupt criminal enterprise now. You have the Attorney General of the United States acting as a hitman for the President of the United States, not looking out for the interest of the people of the U.S., and laws no longer matter. He said, I've dedicated every second of my life to defend this nation. I love and believe in the Constitution of the United States. My country is now under attack by the President of the United States. Who will stand for it? Who in our own Congress is wanting to negotiate with him right? Their last bit of power is now going to come under 18 months of crushing pressure from a man that is all but in name a dictator. And I would like to hear how we're going to handle this problem. This is Malcolm Nance on AM Joy, and he continued with this. You know, I come on here and I try to be nice and calm when I come in. And then I listen to all this analysis, and it just brings out the inner patriot in me. And it should in everyone in this country. We have got to stand for our Constitution. We've got to stand for our laws. And to say we're going to negotiate it out, we're going to create a nice paper trail, that is not fighting for this country. That is not fighting for what we believe. That is not fighting to defend this nation. Nance continued, so I think all these people that write me every day, they need to just blow up the telephone lines on Monday. They need to blow up Twitter, and they need to hold Democrats accountable. Not the Republicans, hold the Democrats accountable and say, this nation and our laws, you will now stand and defend. Because if you don't want them, we may not have them in 18 months. This White House now feels it can do anything. Robert Mueller has now given him permission to believe that he is untouchable. And he is not the Elliot Ness that we all wanted. And if this congressman, who was coming on the show a little bit later after Malcolm Nance, he said, if this congressman comes in here and says, okay, we're going to have this discussion, then that's what you're going to have. You're going to have a harshly worded letter in a machine gun fight. You know, I hate to label people. I'm not really sure what he is. Mr. Nance declares that he is loyal to the U.S. Constitution, that he's a patriot. Those are his own words. But then you listen to the things that he says in between those claims, and he's nothing like a loyal patriot. He is not a person who is committed to the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, those 10 amendments, the first 10 that our forefathers established to make sure that our government doesn't take any of those things from us. That's being patriotic. What Mr. Nance is talking about is anything but patriotic. I hate to put labels on people. You know, we've talked about Antifa on here a lot. Antifa stands, the word stands for anti-fascist. They're anything but anti-fascist. In fact, they are fascist. And I believe, in the context of what we've seen and heard today, Mr. Nance, Malcolm Nance, I think he's not what he says he is. We're going to wrap things up in just a bit. Sit tight. We'll be right back with our summary at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
When you can't control what happens, you can control what you know about it. That means the truth. Dan Newman on TNN. The Truth News Network.
Hello?
They're lying to you.
Lying? Who is this?
You think you two are happy?
I'm sorry,
You think you're in a good relationship? You're living a lie. You're being deceived. They're fried.
What?
In oil.
What exactly are we talking about here?
Your nuts.
My nuts?
Your nuts. Your precious snot nuts are fried in oil.
Ugh. No one ever told me they were fried. I thought they were a good choice.
You didn't hear it from me. But Fisher oven-roasted nuts are never fried. They're just nuts. Oven-roasted with sea salt. That's it.
Huh. What a nice man.
Fisher oven-roasted nuts. Never fried. Nothing to hide.
TNN, the Truth News Network, wants you
in our army of truth seekers.
Sign up today at truthnewsnet.org and never miss a story or podcast. Truth News Net has been called the most important voice in conservative American politics and is required listening in university classes as far away as Moscow. TNN is heard in every capital on every continent with listeners around the globe. If you're passionate about the truth and are horrified at the turn of world politics, you are not alone. Sign up today and never miss a fact. TNN,
truthnewsnet.org.
Truth, justice, the TNN way. This is TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And again, Dan Newman.
You know what? It's hard for me to believe. There are so many people who are considered experts who espouse such wild and crazy ideas as Mr. Nance. It's harder to think that someone like Nance has credibility and credentials sufficient to command a seat on the most significant media stage in world media, New York City. It's mind-boggling to me that Malcolm Nance has tens of thousands of Americans who believe these same things that he spouts. But they do, and they live among us. What's the fuel for all this? Well, if you stop and look at the world around us, there's no realistic way to equate what this totalitarian ex-military expert claims about the United States and this government with what is playing out in the lives of Americans every day. It just cannot be reconciled. For what Nance claims in today's story to be true, even in a small part, tens of millions of Americans must be living in a fog of unseen dementia or are too uninformed or mentally incapable to reason. Most of us live in a world in which we rely on circumstances of life and how they directly impact us, our families, our homes and neighborhoods, our cities in which we live and work, and the extended environment in which we live and function every day. I suggest that you do an internet search to view exactly what is his pedigree. It's lengthy. He's lived and worked in an intelligence and military environment for many years. On the surface, he strikes me as somebody of a James Bond ilk, or at least a Bond wannabe. I don't know Malcolm Nance. I just know about him. He sounds amazingly intelligent. He speaks clearly, and he certainly believes what he says. But what scares me is that so did Adolf Hitler to the Germans. The United States is undoubtedly the melting pot of those from 100-plus nations on Earth. That means it's the melting pot of those with numerous political and social perspectives. Expressing those through a couple of centuries has resulted in a great part in creating the greatness of this nation. But such creation has been based on respect for the differences of others, differences of all kinds. The success of where we realistically find ourselves today is rooted in those first 10 constitutional amendments that detail the elements of life that we the people did not relegate to the government, but we kept them for ourselves. It's those 10 that will keep us safe from despots of every kind who attack those with different ideas. But facts are required for any lasting positive results in a country. Let's face it, ours is pretty darn good. No doubt there's a large amount of tweaking necessarily going on. It's that way all the time, and it should be. That's a good thing. I don't want to take the streets to start blowing up things and people just because I might disagree with them. It seems like doing so might be a pretty good alternative for Malcolm Nance. Well, you met him, folks. Check him out. do a little internet search and find out a little more about Malcolm Nance. And there are a bunch of his followers and a bunch of very accepted elites that feel the same way he does. That's scary. It's better to know than to not know. When you don't know, you're going to be surprised in many, many cases. When you do know and something happens, well, you know, it's kind of like picking up a rattlesnake and walking down the road. Eventually, he turns around and bites you. You throw him down and scream. And he looks at you and says, you know what? You knew I was a snake when you reached down and picked me up. So you shouldn't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Find out about Nance. Find out what he stands for and who he stands with. That's the kind of things you need to do. That's what we want you to do. That's why we challenge you every day here at Truth News Network. And we'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you then at truthnewsnet.org.
Classical conservatism, contemporary style. TNN, the Truth News Network.